This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
The idea of Digital Startup Academy started when I attended few events for entrepreneurs, and mainly all the people I interacted with had the same issues or the same pains repetitively. They didn't know how to start a business, where to search for the information, how to build a project, whom they should address, what kind of support they need in order to move it from the idea to the actual concrete project. And this is how I started to build the Digital Startup Academy, although at that time I had several ideas of business that I put a little bit on the side in order to focus on this project, which I grew very fond of, because I'm super attracted of this dynamic world of entrepreneurship, and I love what I'm doing within this project and for the network that I created for my startups. Basically, what we aim with Digital Startup Academy is to scout, to promote, to support, and to boost startups, but forward-thinking startups, the ones that could be tomorrow's innovators, change makers, the ones who are shaping the future of Europe or the future of the world. About the one-stop shop concept, basically the idea is to provide to anybody who wants to develop a startup project all the necessary tools in one place, from consultancy to educating content to coaching to feedback to support in terms of boosting the project, in terms of meeting customers, in terms of speed dating funding access, in terms of meeting other co-founders or other team members, in terms of attending best events or having access to workshops, seminars on different topics that they might need to get more insights in order to progress with the project. To give them access to accelerators or other programs that could be interesting for developing their project.
I was looking through your website, and I just wanted to elaborate a little on what you were talking there about what you offer, but there are on your site, in terms of for someone to get on the road to success, there you mentioned various themes. There seemed to be six of them. There was like networking, guidance, and maybe you could elaborate a little on that in terms of what you offer there, because it really is very insightful and I think really, really beneficial to anyone who wants to go down this path.
Exactly. I think there are several elements of having success in your endeavors as an entrepreneur. One of it is to have first the good mindset and the motivation to move forward your idea towards a project. So for this, you might be confronted with different challenges. Either you don't have the expertise on how to do it, either you don't have the team, either you don't have the money, know-how. So you need the guidance. That's why Digital Startup Academy provides guidance to our network of startupers in different forms. Either we provide for them free coaching, feedback on questions that they might raise. Either we organize specific workshops, sessions or events on our brand, in which we are dealing with different topics of their interest, like building digital channels and developing performance monitoring KPIs for the digital channels, or scaling up strategies and so on. Or we provide to them events, like big events, competition events, like the one we recently co-organized with MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology Review, which is a worldwide initiative in order to discover talents, innovators, researchers in science and technology fields that could have a real impact with their projects on our society or on our corporations in terms of how they organize their business and they function. So we've been the collaborators with MIT for the edition, the competition Belgium level that happened on 25th of May this year in Brussels. was a very successful event with very inspiring finalists.
And there were some brilliant ones, weren't there?
Brilliant ones.
Was that part of it?
And also Digital Startup Academy is proud to have nominated very interesting innovators that didn't make it in the final this year, but they were very close. We have an innovator, Alexander Van Leer, who has the project Flavor. And they basically want to create a marketplace for homemade chefs and the large community, the nearby community, and then the large community, basically having an impact in creating new professions like homemade chefs. It's a totally new profession, and also giving the opportunity to preserve traditional recipes from different countries. And also to discover new recipes that are invented. So it's a very interesting concept based on sharing economies with an impact on professions, on creating professions inside the society that they will touch.
I wanted to ask you about female entrepreneurship in the EU. I was at an event recently, it was called Makerstown, and they had a separate section of the afternoon that was devoted to female entrepreneurship, in that there's only something like 2% of women that are entrepreneurs here in the EU. I think it's about nearly 6% of men. But this is something that it's vital that this is promoted and that women are given enough confidence, but also are given the training and are given the encouragement to become entrepreneurs in their own right. There's no reason why they shouldn't. So what's your view on that? Is this because you're an entrepreneur yourself, pretty much? So what do you think should be done in your opinion? Does this need to be followed through more? Do women need to get more encouragement?
We had several initiatives in which we got involved in order to promote the initiatives that are done for the women in entrepreneurship. We had a collaboration with Global Entrepreneurship Week in 2014, and we inside this initiative of a global event to support entrepreneurship in general, innovation. It was also a section destined to women in entrepreneurship, and we attended this event. And I was also recently been invited to the European Parliament for the EU Summit for Women Entrepreneurs, and was a speaker on funding access issues. And also invited one of my serial entrepreneur stars, so part of the Digital Startup Academy network, that provided insights on how what were the difficulties that she faced as a women entrepreneurship. I have to admit that even if we are living a modern times, there is no issue in terms of equal rights, and normally it should not be any issue in terms of support. There are still negative discriminations in the way women, not only entrepreneurs, but women that have a certain attitude towards work are seen. For instance, in big corporation, they are not promoted maybe properly when they should have been promoted, because their work performance is speaking for itself. They are paid less. And even as an entrepreneur, when you are in front of men to whom you have to negotiate, either for investment, either for getting a contract, you are just treated with arrogance or with superiority, and they try to manipulate you a little bit just because you are a woman. So it still exists, this this prejudice, capability of a woman to take the lead for initiatives. But we don't have to forget that actually it's women who is taking care or managing the family while working or while having a business. So women are quite competent, and I think what we should militate or what we should fight is changing the mentality a little bit, and also supporting more the education at early stage, in which women should be encouraged towards sectors that are more technical, like science, medicine, technology, astrology, space, aeronautics, and so on.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.